It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Dr. Ashley Yauger with the USU Extension, and we are going to talk about a rural opioid stimulant and wellness summit that is coming to Carbon County at the USU Eastern Campus Jennifer Levitt Student Center October 24th through the 26th. We're going to talk about some of the things that will be covered at this summit, as well as how you can register for it, and an added incentive for folks from here in Carbon and Emory counties if they would really like to be a part of this. And, you know, sometimes financial barriers get in place, but they've found a way to take care of you if you're interested in going and learning more information. Dr. Yauger, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk about the summit.
So let's jump right in and start talking about the summit. You know, we talk all the time about the opioid issues that we have here in Carbon and Emory counties. And so that is going to cover this. But there's another one in there that I wanted to get a little bit more clarification on, and it's stimulants. What do they classify as a stimulant that is giving issues to the area?
Yeah, I'm glad that you're asking that, because we've done a few opioid, this is actually the sixth annual summit that we're doing for our rural Utahns, and we've always focused on opioids, which includes things like the traditional opiates, Vicodin, and heroin, right, those kind of things. But this year, we wanted to also include psychostimulants in the discussion, because we're seeing more and more people who are overdosing and using multiple substances. So opioids and stimulants are often used together, and some stimulants that maybe people have heard of that are common, any of the kind of amphetamine-type stimulants or cocaine, methamphetamine, are very common psychostimulants that are used and can be used with an opioid. And if you mix something like fentanyl and methamphetamine, that is a quick way for people to have some issues, cardiac issues, and also some lung depression issues. So people often will overdose on multiple substances, not just one. So we're hoping to educate our public about, you know, one, what are stimulants, like you're saying, what are these psychostimulants that we're seeing more and more of? And we'll have a lot of presentations ranging from, right, talking about stigma reduction and how we can get people into treatment and recovery for substance use disorder, which includes stimulant use disorder and opioid use disorder, how families can be involved, and how our communities can be involved. We'll also talk about prevention of substance use disorders. We will talk about evidence-based treatment, and we'll talk about recovery efforts and what works well to help people in recovery, enter recovery, and maintain long-term recovery. Because we know that recovery is possible, treatment works, and prevention is effective. And so we really wanted to have all of these topics discussed at our summit, and, you know, ways to reduce harm for people and educate our community. And to do that, we wanted to make sure that all community members interested, like you said, get a registration stipend. So we are happy to waive people's fee to attend the summit. All they have to do is email the usuheart@gmail.com, and they will get free registration, which includes meals, swag, all this educational opportunities that I've briefly mentioned, and more.
And as you said, it's so important in our area because, you know, we talk about it all the time. But the opioid use in our area is staggering when you put it up against other areas, and especially rural areas. I don't know if you have the numbers there in front of you. Where are we sitting right now as far as rural areas with the opioid abuse?
You know, we unfortunately are a small area, but we have led the state for many, many years in opioid overdose deaths. And that hits really hard, especially in rural areas, because we're small. So, you know, it's our neighbors, it's our family, it's our moms, our dads, our sisters and brothers and friends, right? Like, it's not something that maybe in a big city, it's not as known, or we don't see people that we're losing or potentially could save a life, right? And we know those people. We talk to them every day, or they're part of our family. So we do continue to be a top leader in the state of opioid overdoses, unfortunately. And more we're seeing fentanyl as a cause of that. And so we're actually going to have a couple presentations on, you know, how are these substances getting to Carbon and Emery counties? You know, how is this going, and how do we, you know, potentially save a life? There will be some naloxone training, some Narcan training for how to temporarily reverse an opioid overdose as well at the summit, because everybody should know this information, right? Because I mentioned it's all of our families, it's our loved ones, and in our rural area, because we are so small, we all can make a big impact.
And that's very true, and it's, if we can get to it as a community, this is a community, like, it's a community fight, I would almost say. So once again, you were saying that if they use that usuheart@gmail.com email address, sign up for there, tell them that they're interested in attending this. If you're a Carbon and Emery resident, you're going to get your registration will be completely waived. And that's very important, because you said this conference is about $100 per person with all the meals and all the information that you're going to be getting. So you're going to be saving $100 if you're interested in going to this. Now, if anybody else wants to sign up and register for this one, what do they need to do?
If they would like to register, if you're with an organization or a school, you can visit the registration website, and it's really easy to find. It's on Eventbrite, so it's just 2023 USU Rural Opioid Summit.eventbrite.com. So if people go on to Eventbrite and look up the 2023 USU Rural Opioid Summit, they'll be able to find it. We also have a web page with all of that information on it, and I can send that to you as well if you want to put that link in, but it's just a tiny URL, so tinyurl.com and then a /2023ROS. So we can totally send that, and people can register and find all that information there as well.
All right. So once again, this is coming up October 24th, 25th, and 26th here in Carbon County at USU Eastern at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center. It is the 2023 Rural Opioid and Stimulus Wellness Awareness Conference, and it's going to be very important. A lot of great information is going to come out of that. So if you're interested, once again, just keep an eye on our website, and we will have the link and everything there that you can sign up and take care of all of those things. Dr. Yager, thank you once again for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate what you do in our community.
Thank you so much. And just two more things, I guess. We'll have food trucks and equine demonstrations with horses too. So come on out and join us at these awesome events we're going to have with the summit. So more on the conference website.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.